The ruling does not increase the amount of money a donor can give to any one candidate. That remains capped at $2,600 per election. But it struck down a law that limited total political contributions per election cycle to $123,000. That means individuals can spread more money over a larger number of candidates. Jay Heck of Wisconsin Common Cause says the result will be an increase in the amount of out-of-state money from wealthy donors flowing into Wisconsin congressional elections.
And the problem with that is that it would make those candidates running for office much more dependent on wealthier individuals who have the capacity to make larger campaign contributions, and the voices of middle class and people who are not wealthy would be even more shut out of the process.
But the ruling is consistent with protecting free speech rights, according to Rick Essenberg of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Essenberg says he doesn't believe critics who say lifting contribution limits makes money equal to speech.
Money facilitates speech. What the court is basically saying is, look, you know, you have a right to associate with a candidate, and you ought to be able to associate with as many as you wish to and are able to, and the fact that, you know, you might associate with 20 instead of 10 doesn't prevent the risk of corruption.
Essenberg's law firm is challenging a Wisconsin law that limits the total amount a donor can give to candidates in a state election. He says this ruling makes it more likely a federal court in Milwaukee will strike down those limits as well. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.